Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system. Please to remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder, Treason and Plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Well, today is the 5th of November. I imagine on a day like today we all have our memories of hair-raising bonfire nights of long ago. Today such events are much safer, thanks to laws that govern their use and safety standards in place, with well-organised displays taking the place of haphazard bonfires and wildly unpredictable fireworks. Ah, those were the days. As the days grow shorter, though, and the dark nights begin to settle in, anything to do with light cheers the heart, which is the reason for my choice of our opening hymn, one written by Bernadette Farrell called Longing for Light.
Christ in your light, shine in our hearts.
fireworks have always had wonderful names, but these names are much weirder now. If you've never heard of rapid fire effect barrages, which can give off up to 2,000 shots at a time, well, you have now, with names like Desert Storm, Armageddon, and Howling Hellcat. But enough of these weirder names. If you could describe yourself as an old-fashioned firework and say why, which one would you be? Would you be a Catherine wheel? Perhaps you feel a little trapped in the same daily routine. Or a flying saucer? You're adventurous, always on the go. Are you a jumping jack? Unpredictable, explosive, a bit scary. Or a Roman candle, a pleasure to know and a surprise giver? Are you more a screech rocket, ambitious, loud and a bit aggressive? Or a shimmering fountain, a fascinating, multi-talented person? You might even think of yourself as a sparkler, full of life from the start of the day to the finish. Or a modern glow stick, serene and calm, with an inner glow. Perhaps at some time in our lives we've been a mixture of all of these. But what these fireworks all have in common is that none can be activated unless their touch paper is lit. Much like a person's faith coming to life. Here's a very popular hymn that I haven't heard for ages now. One written by Graeme Kendrick. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Here's Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine.
On the whole, fall into three categories. We have bangers, fountains, and damp squibs. Whenever Jesus preached to people, his listeners often fell into these three categories too. There were the loud, aggressive, critical types, there to pass judgment on whatever Jesus said and did. They were the bangers. Then there were his followers, full of imperfections, but eager to learn and willing to be sent. I'll call them the fountains. And then came the needy and the helpless, who never had the chance to fulfill their true potential in life through circumstance, disease, oppression or abuse of some sort. We could say they were rather like damp squibs. Jesus had a special place in his heart for them. Simon and Garfunkel called this last group the sat upon, the spat upon, the ratted on in their song Blessed. And there's a question they all have for God, which is, why have you forsaken me? The same question is surely asked today, as there's nothing particularly pleasant or blessed about being hungry, homeless, sick or lonely. So here is that song, Blessed, by Simon and Garfunkel.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. Blessed is the Lamb whose blood flows. Blessed are the sat upon, spat upon, ratted on. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? I got no place to go. I've walked around so long for the last night or so. But it doesn't matter, no. Blessed is the land and the kingdom. Blessed is the man whose soul. Blessed are the meth drinkers, pot sellers, illusion dwellers. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? My words trickle down from a wound that I have no intention to heal. Glass, window, pane, glass. Blessed is the church service, makes me nervous. Blessed are the penny rookers, cheap hookers, groovy lookers. Forsaken me. I have tended my own garden much too long.
Let's listen to our reading today, which tells of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Here it is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 1. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Though many came to listen to Jesus, Matthew tells us that it was his disciples he was addressing. He was preaching here something new and revolutionary. Some describe these Beatitudes as his manifesto. He was about to turn the world upside down. He was actually inviting his followers to take upon themselves his own nature, for he would go on to ask nothing of his followers that he wouldn't demonstrate himself in his own life. The Beatitudes reminds me of a story about a sports day at a school for children with Down syndrome. The main event was the 60-meter sprint, and all the children began the race well, but halfway down the track one of them, a little girl, fell flat on her face and hurt herself. One of the other runners stopped in his tracks and hurried back to help. He was quickly followed by all of the other competitors. They picked her up and they all ran together holding hands, crossing over the finishing line together, and everyone in the crowd watching on cheered. Unheard of. Runners just don't do that kind of thing. They follow the rules. But no, these children didn't. They followed their hearts. Here is a song called O Lord, All the World Belongs to You by Joseph Weinberger. It must have been so emotional for those parents to watch their children cross that finishing line. In fact, every spectator must have sensed the glory of the moment, that blessedness. In his sermon, Jesus was in effect saying that those who know their own spiritual poverty, their own need of God, who are ready to hunger for God's just causes and pour themselves out in tears, those who are fired up for doing God's work and even willing to push for justice, even become persecuted for doing some good, they are the ones who will experience what the Bible calls God's Shekinah, his glory, his own blessedness will be in and around them and move through them and out to those whom they serve. Jesus only had to turn his eyes towards the needy in the crowd to show his disciples his live visual aid. Them. Here were the lost, the sick and downtrodden. This kind of person was to be the disciples' future concern. Those of us today who look to the example Jesus set, we have in us the ability to light up the world around us like a firework display. If we really lived according to the words Jesus spoke, we would have a far different world to the one we live in now. Graham Kendrick once wrote a song called Triumph in the Air. Let's listen to the words of the most appropriate verses and then listen to them sung by Sheila Walsh. They say, shame, let us hang down our heads for what we have been, for what we have failed to believe. Games, that's all we have played, all we have made of the truth that we freely received. Mostly we fall back on lies called excuses and shrink from the light, using our minds to destroy what our heart says is true. We should be dancing on air. We should light up our lights like a firework display. So much to say. There is triumph in the air.
Shame, let us hang down our heads for what we have been, for what we have failed to believe. Games, that's all we have played, all we have made of the truth that we freely received.
Whenever faith gets caught up in such things as power struggles, intrigue, authority, apartheid and wealth, the very opposite of the Beatitudes, it loses its way, and its deeds will one day come back to haunt it. Much like many films we're seeing today on television and cinema, which reflect such hypocrisies and cruelties of the past. Such things were not in Jesus' manifesto on that mountain all those years ago, nor should they be in our lives today in any measure. Perhaps we've forgotten the chief purpose of a firework. It's to light up the lives of others, bringing joy, excitement and hope into lives that are feeling the effects of the cold night air. We haven't been called to pride and aggressive ways, nor have we been called to merely sparkle or look the part with pleasant smiles on our faces. We have been called to heal and mend and ignite touch papers to bring about a glorious display for the Lord our God to enjoy. A Dominican priest, Father Simon Tugwell, once said, "The Beatitudes are a call to us to see ourselves, to live with ourselves, in a way that probably does not come easy to most of us." And so in this final song, let us pray this prayer. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts. Let tears fall like rain. Come, change our love from a spark to a flame. It's our third Graham Kendrick song this morning, and it's called Beauty for brokenness. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsman, trade for the skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravished earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, a future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, careless.